Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
Cheers!
Beer for breakfast. Every Friday morning at 9:30 with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
So here we are, beer for breakfast, another week. Putting in the hard work.
Oh, I mean, just so, so much effort and time and skill
work, yeah.
And all of that put into, culminating to here, this moment, right now, this week.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
We've all ended up at the same place in our lives,
yep.
Which is sitting around, staring at each other in a small room, drinking beer.
And we all know that you wish you could join us, and we wish you could, too. And let's all just raise a beer and celebrate another week
Cheers.
Being alive.
Cheers, everybody.
And breathing. Today's beer that we are drinking is the Brooklyn Brewery Lager. It has 5.2% alcohol by volume today, being served from a 12-ounce brown bottle. It was priced around $8 or $9 for a six-pack of bottles. It does not have a brewed-on date on the bottle. The proper glassware to serve this out of, I prefer just a 12-ounce pint glass or a standard beer mug. Serve this around 45 degrees Fahrenheit. The five categories in which we rate every single beer for breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Let's get on to the very first category, which is the look.
Okay.
Sylvia. What are you looking at with the Brooklyn Lager?
Lots of bubbles. It's very carbonated.
It is very carbonated.
Made you burp earlier.
It didn't make you burp.
But the color is very pretty. It's amberish and very clear.
Copper, amber, sure.
Yeah, it's like a light amber, copper body with a normal pour. Got about 2.5 inches of white head that held its retention for quite some time. The body, you can see that it, like Sylvie pointed out, very, very carbonated, and that carbonation is very, very fine as it makes its way to the top. After the head does recede, it left behind a good amount of lacing down the side of my glass. The next category in beer for breakfast, let's take a sniff. The Brooklyn Lager from the Brooklyn Brewery.
What's with
the I don't know.
Yeah, why is your inflection all screwed up?
I don't know. I've been drinking.
Let's take a sniff of this beer.
Ian, are you getting anything from the nose of this beer?
Mahoney, I may be wrong, but I'm getting a lot of floral notes in this.
Yeah?
I enjoy a little bit of maltiness.
Yeah, there's some sweetness in there for sure.
Yeah.
Smells good.
A little bit of malt in there. And that floral note that you're getting, that's the floral hops in this nose.
For
a lager, you know, if you're used to drinking normal, you know, macro lagers that are out there out of the big guys, there's not a lot of hops in those. But in this one, there's a good presence of hops and malt. There are no adjuncts in this particular lager. It is malt, barley, and hops.
That's what you smell.
And that's what you get in the nose. Let's move on to our favorite part of beer for breakfast, and let's all cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers and take a drink.
Cheers, everybody.
Of the Brooklyn Lager. Dave, you're traditionally an IPA drinker.
Yeah, so this, you do get, it's got a nice balance to it. It's a little maltier than what I would normally go for.
Yeah.
Out of the beers that I'll just like go into a beer shop and select.
Uh-huh.
But it's well balanced. It's not overpowering in any way. It does have a little bit of a bite to it, but not too much. I'm not getting a lot of alcohol in the taste.
No, I mean, with 5.2, that's, you know, pretty standard for most lagers. Not overpowering in that particular aspect. Sylvia, you are not a craft beer drinker traditionally. What are your thoughts? Is this a beer you like?
I would taste it and then probably hand it off to somebody.
Not a beer you'd like.
So,
well,
no.
The thing is, like Dave said, the bite isn't too harsh or like not that bad. For me, it bit back.
It bit back?
Yeah.
It bit you back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was pretty strong for me.
Ian, are you a fan of the flavor of the Brooklyn Lager?
Mahoney, I'm going to actually go against Sylvia. I love this lager, and I'm not a lager drinker, but this one I feel like would pair amazing with a pizza. That's I'm thinking about right now.
Oh, it was
a barbecue. Pizza.
Like kind of a greasy pepperoni pizza?
Oh, yeah. That is America. Ooh. This is America right here. For me, this American Amber Lager starts off with a... there's a hop presence that is present. It's not overpowering, and it is there throughout the entire tasting experience. The malts, they're semi-sweet and nicely balanced, and again, not overpowering. Like Dave pointed out, a light hop bite closes out this lager and lingers each bit after each drink. It's typically much hoppier than your, like I said, macro adjunct lagers that are out there, but, you know, still very, very, very good. The mouthfeel, light to medium bodied. I'd say this is smooth, but still somewhat crisp. It gives you a nice little hop bite there that gives it that crispness as well. The drinkability. Yeah, it gives it that crispness. It's like bootleg Christmas. The drinkability, Brooklyn Brewery does their beers right. They're not crazy out there with their recipes. They do traditional styles and they do them very well, and this lager is no different. It tastes great. It's easy to drink. It's available year-round. It's appropriately priced, and like Ian pointed out, I think it will not wreck your palate if you pair it with a meal. So, okay. Dave, on Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, can I get a drum roll? I give the Brooklyn Brewery Lager a 3.8 out of 5.
Beer for breakfast with Dave and Mahoney every Friday morning only on X 107.5.